5 Unanswered Questions About the Michael Flynn Unmasking List by Joel B. Polak on May 13, 2020. The list of Obama administration officials who may have unmasked incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was released Wednesday. It includes former Vice President Joe Biden, former FBI Director James Comey, and many others. Flynn was having lawful conversations with the Russian ambassador, who was under surveillance. Obama officials asked intelligence agencies to unmask the transcripts, revealing Flynn's name. That was then leaked to The Washington Post, part of an alleged effort to justify an FBI investigation aimed at forcing Flynn out and undermining President Donald Trump. Here is a brief timeline of events. November 9, 2016, Trump wins. November 30, first unmasking request from UN Ambassador Samantha Power. December 29, key conversation between Flynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak about sanctions. January 4, FBI leadership cancels decision to close Flynn investigation. January 5, Oval Office meeting with President Barack Obama, Biden, Comey, and others. January 6, Comey tells Trump about Steele dossier. January 10, BuzzFeed publishes Steele dossier. January 12, Washington Post reveals Flynn's conversations with Kislyak, Biden makes unmasking request. January 15, Vice President-elect tells CBS News that Flynn told him he did not discuss sanctions with Kislyak. January 20, President Trump inaugurated. January 24, FBI agents interview Flynn in the White House. February 9, Post reports Flynn did, in fact, discuss sanctions with Kislyak. February 13, Michael Flynn resigns. December 1, 2017, Flynn pleads guilty to lying to FBI. Many questions remain. 1. Who is the leaker or leakers? It is not illegal for senior officials with the required security clearance and legitimate reasons to ask for names to be unmasked in classified intelligence reports. It is illegal, a felony, in fact, to leak a name from a classified intelligence report to the media. Any one of the 30 or so officials who made an unmasking request between November 8, 2016 and January 31, 2017 could be the leaker, or could have passed information to the leaker. 2. Which Obama officials were specifically looking for Flynn's name? Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell explained to the Senate that the list included those who may have received Lieutenant General Flynn's identity, which had been generically referred to in a National Security Agency Foreign Intelligence Report. Grenell noted that we cannot confirm they saw the unmasked information. Someone was likely looking for Flynn, but we do not know who, or when. 3. Why were so many seemingly random people making unmasking requests? Democrats claim that unmasking was routine, but it increased dramatically in 2016. It is not clear why people such as Ambrose Power, Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew, or the deputy ambassador to Italy would have been making such requests. Power was the largest unmasker of U.S. persons in our country's history. Power and Lew were also among the most partisan members of the administration. 4. What did Obama know, and when? Last week, it was revealed that President Obama told then-Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates on January 5 about the Flynn-Kislyak conversations. She had testified in 2017 that it was the first time that she had heard about that. But we do not know how Obama knew. Curiously, then-White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough made his only unmasking request on January 5. He was the first to do so after December 29, the date of the key Flynn-Kislyak call. 5. Why did Biden claim not to know about the Flynn investigation? On Tuesday, George Stephanopoulos of ABC News asked Biden on Good Morning America about whether he knew about the moves to investigate Michael Flynn and whether there was anything proper. After initially denying knowledge, Biden admitted that he had been aware that they had asked for an investigation. But he claimed not to know more, a claim seemingly contradicted by his unmasking request. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.